Here we are, episode 9, and I've just announced to my community that I am going to be changing everything. And instead of retreating like I would normally do, I've decided to embrace what feels like a change in season and instead take you with me through how I'm leading myself behind the scenes. In this episode, I'm actually sharing another exclusive training from our private Telegram side of the Seen on Social membership. And I told the women in there that I would be sharing this with you because I always feel like I learn so much from just allowing myself to go through the changes head first. I felt like this could be a really great opportunity for me and for you to show you firsthand what it looks like to make big changes after you've already built a following who knows you for something different or sees you in a different way. Most people would retreat. And even I have retreated on many cases. I think because it feels scary. Like, what if I get rejected? What if people cancel their membership? What if thousands of people unfollow me? If they knew this about me, would they even like me anymore? And then the follow-up fears of like, how embarrassing, right? These are like the deeper layers, like what our subconscious is actually thinking. That's like, hell no, sis, we're not going there. I could not stand to have my reputation be that vulnerable. And so you retreat back and you don't do anything and yada, 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 yada. You know how the process works, probably because you've lived it too. So here in this episode, I am going to give you the 3 foundational pillars that every coach and content creator should be thinking about. Way more than you should be thinking about what are the best hooks and strategies. Hooks and strategies are tools used in business. They are not what makes the business work. 9% of the time, it's not the strategies that are wrong, it's the human that gets in the way. First, focus your intention on your vision and how you want to present this whole idea to the world, because people are going to buy your idea before they're ever going to buy anything from you, pull out their credit card. Okay, so what I'm teaching you here really is a personal branding process. That's what I'm taking you through that many entrepreneurs teach. But this episode gives you my unique perspective on how to really turn the dial up, how to really give it fuel, how to really make magic out of a basic formula, because you are magic. At the end, I'm also going to introduce you to the concept that I'm formulating myself. This is the exact process that I use when I am redefining my vision. Listen through to the very end. I promise you won't regret it. This one is absolute gold. So something that you should know is I have been working as an entrepreneur in the online space, utilizing social media for businesses for the last decade. I've witnessed the online space go through transformation. I've witnessed the evolution and the revolution of women and mothers in the online space, creating these like industries of their own, which is so freaking brave and incredible. And I know personally that how hard it can feel as a multifaceted, multi-passionate female entrepreneur with all these different desires and multiple personalities at times, especially throughout the cycles of the month, and how to show up and when to show up and keep it consistent. And so you can build a reputable, recognizable personal brand and be seen as an authority. It is so incredibly difficult to balance all of the things, to know what is the right best next step, to share who you are, to let yourself be seen, to let your heart be seen, to express your personality, to lead yourself. It's so incredibly difficult to do that. So how, in the times where it is beginning to feel difficult, you're feeling out of alignment with your vision, you're not really sure why you're doing this or what is the right best next step, it's always, always, always that you need to go down to your foundational vision for your work. You see, most coaches will encourage you to consider, what is the niche? What is your niche? Who are you speaking to? What is the vehicle? What is the program specifically that you're going to launch? And if the way were as simple as, what is your niche and who is your ideal client? These are the strategic principles of building out the business, but it's not what makes the business work. right? It's not the non-tangible reasons why people are doing what they're doing. And what I mean by that is the tangible things are, I want the dream body. The tangible things are like a coaching business that is six figures. You want to be an author. You want to be a social media influencer. And there's all these people out there that are teaching you how to do this, but it's become such a cookie cutter village of houses that all look exactly the same. They're the exact same kind of people inside, and there's no unique flair. And I think when people hear like, make yourself unique, make yourself stand out, they think like, I have to look different, I have to be extra, or I have to be silly. Like, I know a lot of people, they'll just like resort to being silly because that's what like feels the safest. So they'll kind of like poke fun at themselves and be like, you know, like just really suppress their gifts. And in turn, you knowing that you are a multi-passionate individual, that you have all of these different elements about you, these different values and these different experiences, but you narrow yourself down to say, I help people build businesses on Instagram. And then we're like, well, hang on, because also you do a ton of personal development work behind the scenes. And also I heard you speak to psychology, spirituality, and visionary work. And yet the content that you're creating is just step by step, fluffy, here's how to build an Instagram. And it's boring. People are bored. They don't feel pulled. They don't feel called in the direction of the work that you're doing. And it's why you're not getting engagement. It's why you're not getting people to sign up to your programs. This is what builds the foundation of community and building a movement. Okay. So here is what I do when I am laying the foundation of my business. I look at three different aspects, and these are aspects that were taught to me through coaches, through other coaches, as well as refined through my own work. Okay. Now, we always know, number one, Hormozy was the first, probably not the first, but he was the loudest to lay in on the entrepreneurial community and the marketers of this world. We have to speak to the dream outcome. So this is something very strategic that we know, but I also want to give you a different perspective on the dream outcome, because the dream outcome is not just one singular thing. It's more of a journey. It's a experience. It's a transformation that people are going to experience themselves. And being that you are a multidimensional, multifaceted, multi-passionate entrepreneur, there are different parts of you and things that you've learned throughout your lifespan that make up your coaching business, that make up the work that you do. And I don't even care if the outcome of what you teach, the vehicle of what you teach, is interior design, like how to build an interior design business. I have a client who does that right now. And we are doing this deeper work behind the scenes with her to recognize, like, we are not uncooked spaghetti, right? Like, we don't work in a straight line. Your business is cooked when your spaghetti is cooked. It's all over the place. And so the best advice that I received from a friend of mine was when I was feeling like, you know, I had so much success in the beginning of my business, my coaching business specifically, and then things kind of faded and tapered off, and I couldn't really figure out why. And she looked at me and said, well, what if people, instead of buying the thing that you sell, they're buying because it's you? And that led me down a whole transformational journey where I realized, wow, it is me. It is about me, which means I need to shore myself up. But what that did was give me the space to stop and think about the different experiences that I have had throughout my lifetime that I could bring into and apply to my work. And that is authenticity at its finest. Okay. So I'm going to teach you really quickly the three different aspects that you need to bring into the foundation of your business, which are the dream outcome, the culture that you are creating, and the vehicle. And most people think the vehicle is just a program, or it's like, you know, it's this program, it's that program, or it's one-on-one coaching, it's low ticket offers. And those are not the vehicle. Understand, when somebody says teach your unique vehicle, which if you're inside the Signature Offer Kickstart program, to walk you through developing your program. And I teach you how to create a unique vehicle. And when you go through and watch that video, you'll notice what I'm doing is I'm teaching you how to develop a real methodology and make it stand out and make it different. So understand that your unique vehicle, rather than it being a course or a program or a type of offer, your unique vehicle is a movement. Your unique vehicle is a belief. It's a process. It's a methodology. Okay? Understand there's tons and different kinds of unique methodology, unique vehicles that you'll create through the lifespan of your business. The core of the work that I speak to is in the unique vehicle that I provide, which is my unique perspective on common topics and things that everyone is really discussing online, but nobody can replicate the thing that you do because it's yours, because it's your experience, right? Women are investing in you and your programs versus anybody else's because of the community that you've built, because of the movement that you're creating, because of the collaborations that you've made as a byproduct of that, because of the 10,000 times that you've refined your work and your dedication and your commitment to your work, okay? Well, understand that these three elements of what is the dream outcome, what is the culture, what is the vibe, the essence of the brand that you're building, and then what is the unique vehicle / vehicles that you are creating as branches off your river, okay? So in light of transparency and vulnerability and authenticity, and growth and personal transformation, the experiences that I have had underneath the umbrella of the work that I do are the courage to dream freely, okay? That also goes aligned with the next step that I said, which is financial freedom your way, okay? Notice how I'm saying not just financial freedom, but it's financial freedom your way, doing it the way in which feels good for you by having the courage to dream freely, okay? Also, a big transformation that I have personally experienced is my self-love heart transformation. The love that I have for myself that I didn't for a really long time. And it was painful being that I am on the other side of that transformation, experiencing the love that I have for myself and how that's pouring out of me. And it's like filling my cup without even needing self-care, although that's a part of it, right? This is something that I have personally experienced, and because of my unique perspective, it applies to business. Because making money is a self-love game. And it's all about how you see yourself. So there's a lot of self-concept and self-realization work underneath the umbrella of that one branch off of the work that I do, right? I also talk about deep-rooted femininity. And that is a branch off my business. It's a branch off my tree. That's a divot off the river that flows, which is my business, okay? And it also includes self-led intuition, right? Having queen energy, really stepping into it, embodying that queen energy and manifesting your absolute heart out. So understand that the dream outcome of the business that is evolving within me and both outside of me in the material world, and you guys are here experiencing that right now, is so much more than I help people build businesses on Instagram. Like, yeah, you and everybody else's grandma, like everyone is doing that. But what makes us so different is the experience, the lived experiences that we had that make up our unique vehicle. It's not just an offer. Your offer is your unique process that you can, with integrity, say, I can guide other people through this because I've been through it. And here's who I've also become along the process. And that is the dream outcome. So as you are writing these down, and I should have said this in the beginning, but you should be taking notes. Take out your notebook, draw three circles and have them interweb, you know, like that image of that visual image of like the three circles that all connect in the middle because they all have to do with each other, right? In one of them, I want you to write, this is the dream outcome. The dream outcome for me, for this community, is the courage to dream freely, a self-love heart transformation, financial freedom your way, deep-rooted femininity, self-led intuition and bravery, queen energy, manifesting your heart out. And I'll have offers that are aligned with each of those things that then become the tangible work that I do that people pay me for. Okay. Now, the culture behind your business is the makeup of the dream outcome. It's the essence of the dream outcome. It's how you want people to feel, but it's also like how you want to feel, right? What you have experienced, what you now experience because of your dedication to achieving that dream, right? And this is how people sell things beyond things that are just like money making, right? Build a business online, build a coaching business, make six figures, right? This is how people sell things like spirituality. This is how people sell things like manifestation, but has nothing to do with money. This is how people sell things that doesn't have like a financial reward, because when you understand how to sell people on a transformation, it becomes fulfilling for both you and them. So you have a dream outcome. The culture, this is the intention behind this community, which is bravery, healing, personal development, femininity, spirituality, intuitive trust, and self-care, financial freedom. It's my unique perspective on it. And people are going to hire you because of what you do. They're going to hire you because of who you are, because of your unique experience, your lived experience. And that's what makes up the essence of your communities. Okay. And then insert the vehicle. And I like to do it in this order. I like to reflect on the dream outcomes. I'm going to speak to like dream outcomes because there's multiple outcomes. There's multiple things. And what we'll do when writing this down is you'll look for the common thread, right? We're going to look for like the common denominator behind each of these different things. And that one thing could then become the name of your movement. It could become like the name of your communities or the name of your membership or like your core offers or like whatever that is, right? We're looking for the common denominator, but it starts with first seeing all the different experiences that you've had. The culture and the vibe of the community is a byproduct of those experiences. And then the vehicle, which is those lived experiences put into a process. So I see a lot of people do this when they create this diagram of the three circles, and then they put the vehicle in, and then their vehicle is like one-on-one coaching or like workshops, and it's so vague. Your vehicle is your unique process. What is that unique process? And I don't mean just the name of the process. I want you to actually list it out. List out all the things that you are doing that are a part of that process. And one thing that I like to do is I will take this and I'll actually like put it into ChatGPT and ask, like, what is the common denominator that you see here? And will you also, as a byproduct of that, like, help me come up with some ideas for different methods that highlight different parts of my business, the different departments of my business, right? Which is usually also a combination of, like, strategy and energetics. I can't even begin to tell you how much I love this work, how much I look forward to putting my little one down for a nap and creating these trainings and creating this work for you. And it really helps me to know, like, if you are enjoying this, if this is supporting you, how it's supporting you, and is it expanding you? Is this giving you life? Is this giving you permission and making you feel like you can do this in a different way and do it in your own way? Because I'm never going to be the coach that tells you, you have to do high ticket coaching. And actually, I should back that up and with transparency say, like, I have been that coach. I have done that. I have said that before. And it never really felt good. And I never really understood why until I did. Right? Until I reached the point where I was like, oh, okay, because this is my journey. And mine is never going to look like anybody else's because nobody's lived what I have lived and nobody's living what I'm living currently experiencing, right? And even if there's other like stay-at-home moms who are doing this work, it's still different because we have a different dynamic. We have different energies in our households. We have different personalities in our households. We have different past experiences that apply to that and make it like unique, okay? So that is where you have permission and autonomy over how you run your business. I don't care if you prefer to do high ticket coaching. I don't care if you prefer low ticket offers, mid ticket offers, Telegram offers, memberships. It doesn't matter to me. What matters is that you're a heart-led entrepreneur, that you have a dream. You want to make an impact in people's lives. You want to have financial freedom, but not with the sacrifice of your soul and your energy and your time. You want to do it your way in the way that makes sense to you. And through that, like, you want to be led through deep-rooted femininity work and connecting to your intuition and leading yourself and manifesting your absolute fucking heart out. Like, that's what matters to me. That's what makes you a perfect fit for this community. And because of that, now I have a story to tell and I'm really excited about it. But it's that, like, the depths of what I as a human have experienced in addition to learning strategies and things in my business, is it's like uncapped, it's unprecedented. I have manifestation coaches, I have spirituality coaches, and I have a dream interpretation coach. Like, I have people in my world that are like, have helped me so much through these different modalities and through this like subconscious work in my life, as well as coaches who have supported me strategically and tactically. However, I approached my business like I was going to help you build your Instagram. And I will. Like, that's a huge part of it. And part of why I'm so excited for this transformation is like how free I feel to be myself finally again. And how like I'm so excited to talk about that online. And I'm so excited to like continue like just planting roots inside of this social media community that I had built, and seeing who stays and seeing who leaves. It's all just data and it's information, and it's, I'm really more curious about it than I am like tied to it, right? I'm very much feel detached from the outcome of what this means, and how there will be women who decide, I am so all in. I love your vulnerability. I love your transformation. I love your willingness to get up and share about it, as vulnerable as it is, knowing that not everybody's going to align with it, your willingness to put up a poll inside of your community and say, no, I'm not interested in this. I'm probably going to leave, right? I'm okay with that. I'm at peace with it. And so in light of all that, as well as in light of the book that I am currently writing and the vision that I have for another book that I will be writing with my daughter, which we came up with the most incredible idea, and I'll share it in another audio post because it's an incredible story and I can't wait to share it with you. But the book that I am creating, which is helping you unlock the codes of your unconscious mind so that you can create success and influence and wealth in real life. And it's not like I'm the first person to ever write a book on something like this, but it is my unique perspective on it. And for that, I'm really excited. So with knowing the direction that I'm going of working towards becoming a published author, speaking to more than just the strategy, having all these things beneath the surface, courage to follow your dreams, financial freedom your way, deep-rooted femininity, all of these things, intuitive leadership and spirituality, I feel called to transform the scene on social space, whereas all of the classroom programs that are strategic, that help you through building a practical business, I want to bring in the element of all this different work that I'm doing. And so I've taught you the story about Dream Queen and how my girlfriend was like, you're the Dream Queen. I'm like, you're literally right. Like, that couldn't be more like spot on and accurate to describe me. And as well as this vision that I've had of bravery around following your dreams. It's literally written in my human design and my astrology chart that my life's work is to help women conquer fear. And so I'm like, what's the opposite of fear? Courage, bravery, the willingness to pursue your dreams, no matter whether or not you think you're going to be canceled or judged or rejected. And it's such a beautiful visualization for me, as well as knowing like what we're doing in the pursuit of our dreams is actual physical manifestation. And so I have this idea of creating a space. Well, we've already created the space. It's here. Hi, welcome. But rebranding the space to be called the Brave Manifestor Movement. And it's something that I am feeling really pulled towards, but I wanted to get the feedback of this community. It's why I'm sharing this so openly. It's why I'm giving you the insight. It's why I turned all of these insights into a workshop, because I want you to see how this can help you. And knowing like now, I feel so unbelievably lit up. I have methods coming out of the yin yang. I have like the Brave Manifestor Blueprint, the Aligned Influence Pathway, the Cash Alchemy Method, which I'm actually teaching inside of Go Full Send right now. And I just gave a 30-minute training inside of our Telegram audio yesterday. That is so unbelievably gold. It's about taking all of the offers that you create and the stories that you have around those offers and alchemizing them into cash. And it's not just the strategies behind what to do, but it's actually what makes it work. It's like the potion to your pot, right? So I mean, I've got like the embody and expand, the brave alignment cycle. Like I have so many different ideas that I'm looking forward to presenting. But in my opinion, it doesn't make sense to have these different frameworks inside of a space that is called Seen on Social. Whereas we have the Seen on Social program, which you can access inside of our classroom vault, and that will remain. However, I feel that this movement is about something so much bigger, and therefore I'm looking to birth and create something. So without further ado, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of this community. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening all the way through to this audio, if you did, because it was basically like a podcast and I did not have the intention of doing that. But now that I have, I feel so good. I feel like I poured my heart out to you, and I feel like this is really the step one in cultivating a deeper, richer, more vibrant community within this space. No matter what the name of it is, it really doesn't matter. What matters more is the culture that we're creating, like what it is that we're pursuing, and that I am really providing insight to the whole woman and not just an aspect that's not even feminine, it's masculine. Okay, so like if you are interested in building a business and becoming an influence online, this is what I have done in my personal life, my personal experiences that have made that happen. Okay, so do the best next thing, which means like lead with your heart, lead with what you know is true, teach the things. Don't be afraid to combine your niches. A combined niche is a moneymaker. Okay, it's a different, unique experience and an expression of who you are, and it's why people are going to buy from you and not just from what you sell.